Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher, Freddy Dream. And today is Monday, January the 22nd, 2018. And the time is 1, I almost said 12, 1 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. As you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, today we've got a very, very powerful show scheduled for you today. Today we want to talk about this year, really, Club 167. You guys know we've been talking about that. I'll be promoting that throughout the end of this year, which is the year of Aquarius, or the year of quantum induction, or quantum fusion. So today, my brothers and sisters, I want to introduce you to the topic of what the whole life management system, the big end goal, the true destiny of mankind, the true destiny of the life management system. The reason I do what I do is all about understanding the scientific, what the science called quantum induction, what the spirituality called oneness, what I will be sharing in the next series, which is, again, the incarnation or the reincarnation and the resurrection. So we are the result of what is called in physics light injection. This light injection is what we call quantum fusion or quantum physics. And it's very important that you understand that photons are the carriers of quanta or quantum or qubits. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Quotons are photons that it talks about in the book of James chapter 3. So in the book of James chapter 3, it talks about the true destiny of mankind. So the true destiny of mankind is for you to return or to you to regain your quantum state. So since that is the true destiny of mankind, that's what I've been talking about for the last 20 years. That's what I will continue to talk about until I can get people to understand. And so it's very important. So if you got family or friends, or if you yourself, if you enrolled in the life management system in this year, especially the pay-per-view series that we'll be doing, it's very imperative. The reason I did not include the pay-per-view series inside of the life management system or the Club 167 is because the pay-per-view series is a part of the group or the people that want to go to the next level. It's almost like an exclusive club, meaning it's simply when you understand what I'm going to tell you today, you will see the worth and the value of what I'll be sharing for the rest of the year. So if you could think about, as we go through our life, and as we live our life here on earth, we are an individual expression of something bigger. We are a macro of a micro, or we're the micro of the macro. So we need to find out what is the big G, or the pleroma, or the pleru. Well, thankfully, the quantum state, and what I've already shared inside of the 7 series, especially the last series that deal with the etheric realm, that is quanta or the quantum state, or, again, what the science calls the etheric realm. Some people call it the ether. Some people call it God. Some people call it dark matter. Some people call it thinking stuff. So you can call it whatever you want to call it. At the end of the day, it's still the same thing. It's still, again, the place where four-dimensional quantum space resides. It is in this particular space or this particular place where your true destiny is, or the what they call higher self resides. So, excuse me, the higher self resides in this qubit space. So in order to return, you must engage in what is called photon fusion, or you must understand that there is light injected into matter. So from a scientific perspective, light is injected into matter. This light is called a photon. This photon carries quanta or qubits, that's A, C, G, T, that you call DNA. Right now, as I'm speaking to you, the world that we live in is engaged in nucleic or a nucleotide technology. This nucleotide technology is designed to go inside of each one of your cells using either nanotechnology or nanobots, using genetically modified organisms or GMOs, using fluoride or poison, using chemtrails or lead, using frequency, wave, or vibration, or magic, or magnetics, or phonetics, or grammaria, or grammatus. You, as I'm speaking right now, are being bombarded nonstop by bio, by cellular or soul, and by spiritual weapons. So this new thought forms, these new, again, scalar weapons, are designed to attack you on a cellular level to engage in shape-shifting immunology, or what they call, again, genetic editing. CRISPR-9, for anybody who do not agree with what I've just shared, which I hope you do not, I would highly recommend that you go to your favorite search engine and type in CRISPR-9 and read it for yourself. Or, as I've highly recommended, that you watch the movie The Beyond. For the rest of this year, just like last year, and just like really about the middle of last year when I started taking the gloves off, so to speak, and start sharing with people what I've learned and what I have been taught by the Big G, the information that I'm sharing with you today, which is an introduction to the series that will be starting on February the 1st, entitled Reincarnation for Resurrection. You are a reincarnation so that way you have time to resurrect or for resurrection. You were not able to accomplish that goal in your first rodeo, so you're back for another time, another rodeo. I will give you the science and the Bible and the Apocrypha text to prove the statements that I'm making. Because if you do not, as Yahushua said in the Bible, if I do not cut the time short, even the elect would be deceived or genetically engineered. Your DNA is being edited as I speak. And you are up against the clock. You don't have time anymore to play games. Because you will not be, some of you may be already, it may already be too late. Your DNA has already been edited. Now, the scripture talks about, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the days of the coming of the Son of Man, which is this day, the age of Aquarius, which is the water bearer. So we're picking water, H2O, and turning it, pouring it out. So knowledge is poured out. So everybody has access to, that's why they developed. Why didn't they develop Project CERN sooner? Why did they not engage in or bring about the blockchain sooner? Why did they not bring about all of the technology in the area of transhumanism that I talk about inside of my book, Transhumanism, the New God, or technology, which is the new God of this age? And I got a 600-page book that explains what I'm going to be sharing from a technological perspective. So you have been, or you are being, bio or re-engineered using CRISPR-9, which is the ability to do gene sequencing. And so it is this gene sequence where they take out a sequence or part of your bacterial chromosome and they replace it with another expression or what they call a plasmid, P-L-A-S-M-I-D. Now, this plasmid is not from you. They can take a plasmid, they can take a piece of genetic code from a monkey, a donkey, a cat, a rabbit. They've been doing this technology on animals for years. Now, it's up for human, and it's already out. So if they make a movie called The Beyond that talks about human gene editing, you can trust and believe that is about 10 years behind what they're doing now. So everything that's new to the public, the blockchain, you know, is old to the government. So the government takes it, they weaponizes it, and then they reveal it to the public. So what I will be sharing for the next year, what I will be sharing only for the members of Club 167 and only for the members of the Life Management System and only for the members that purchase or join me for the all of 2018, I'm going to give you the biblical aspects and the spiritual ramifications of what is taking place biologically and technologically. And if you want to read the biblical understanding of it, just read the book of Daniel, chapter 7. So Daniel makes a profession or a prophecy or a prediction, and he talks about the iron mixing with clay, the iron technology mixing with clay, humanity. So all of this is biblical. It also talks about the opening or releasing a Baton from the bottomless pit. That's what they're doing in Project CERN as we speak. And so it's very important because you're living in a day and a time. This is the greatest time in the history of histories to be alive. Because right now you have the opportunity now to return to your true state or to stay here in this dumbed-down state. Now, many of us don't understand, not you, but probably somebody that you know, that you are a god, a little g, exactly like it says in the book of Psalms 82, verse 6, and also in the New Testament. I think it's in the book of John. Do you not know that ye are gods? So you are the grantor of destinies. Now, that is the true destiny of mankind. Your job is to grant destinies, to help people understand their destiny. That's why you're partnered with me, because I am a grantor of destiny. I don't create people's destinies. I just help them see their destiny. So your vision partners with my vision. Otherwise, you would not be a part of the Life Management System. Otherwise, you wouldn't be tuning into this show. Otherwise, this message today would not vibrate. It would not resonate with you. You see, let me make sure you understand, because, see, there are seven different types of quanta. And some people say there are more. Now, this is the law of entropy, which states that all energy vibrates, and all vibrations attract. So if all energy vibrates and if all vibrations attract, you must get to a state where you don't vibrate, therefore you don't attract. That's the quantum state of stillness or oneness. That's what I'm teaching in 2018. So everybody else on Earth that I know no one else on the planet. I searched the internet. I could not find anybody else. There may be somebody else. Again, I know I'm not the Lone Ranger, but I don't know nobody else that will be teaching this to the depth. Nobody else will tell you that. Now, this word should bother you when I say it to you. Does it offend you when I say you are a god? It should. It should offend you. Because you need to understand what that statement means. Because, see, we've been lied to. And so for you to understand, I must use physics. Because everybody, you know, you can't really, numbers don't lie. And then I have to use some ancient text. And then I'm also going to use the biblical text like I do in all of my studies and all of my teachings. So you are here and you have a vibration. Now, right now you are a longitude. You are either a high frequency or a low frequency being. So the height of the wave is the voltage. So a wave can be a high voltage wave, or a wave can be a low voltage wave. Right now, you are high energy. You're one of those people that they want to put on, you know, you're classified as ADD, or you're classified as, I wouldn't call those people that have a lot of energy. You know, you just like one of those kids that's like all sugared up. All the way you fill up, you drink about 5 or 6 cups of coffee. Or, now remember, everything that I'm talking about has nothing to do with technology. Let me repeat that. This is extremely important. Please write that down. Everything I talk about has nothing to do with the machine. This has nothing to do with the plant. This has nothing to do with anything outside of your body. If you are going outside of your body via plant, via food, via anything else other than hydrogen, water, if you are doing anything other than water to assimilate or to assist with your resurrection, you're in deep chemistry. Let me say that again. If you're doing anything, now remember, in the movie The Beyond, the reason I want you to watch it is not for the technology, because that's John 10. They are trying to enter into the sheepfold through the back door. They're climbing up another way. Now, I don't know if you really understand the importance of this statement, because people will say that what I'm saying is the same thing as what the New Age teach. I don't need yoga. I don't need Tai Chi. I don't need a vegetarian diet. I don't need no, you know, all meat diet, all protein diet. I don't need a liquid diet. I don't need no mantra techniques. I don't need no symbols. I don't need to say no certain words. I don't need abracadabra. I don't need any of that. All I do is I just need one thing. That is the ruach or the pneuma, the spirit. And once you have that, everything else, again, is a waste of time. But that's called quantum. And so you must induct, or you must fuse your quanta with the quanta spirit. God is spirit. Those that worship him must worship him in spirit. That is the animating principle of the body. And so when the body drops, the animating principle does not. We have not been taught. It's just like the whole argument that used to be back in the day. I hope nobody's still arguing over that non-issue, whether creation or evolution. Did man evolve from a monkey, or was man created from God? Well, he's both, as it always is. First, he was created. Then the creation evolved. So is it reincarnation or resurrection? It's both. Again, it's always option C, as I will be sharing in the next series, and I will provide all the proof that you need. So in order for you to understand what the life management system is about, there are certain things, my brothers and sisters, that's frequently repeated and emotionally charged, as I've talked about before. Unfortunately, that results in soul and spiritual blocking. And so now we must remove the blocks. That's module one. And again, for everybody's part of the system, I want to get out a little earlier. Had a couple of hiccups this morning, so I will be sending out the audio for module one. We already sent out the two books. I sent out a third book, The Eagle's Workflow Management Tool. You all should have it in your email. If there's anybody that's a paid member of the Life Management System that did not receive The Eagle's Workflow Management Tool, please email me so I can get that out to you. Again, I'll be sending out the seven modules for week one later on this afternoon, so that way you can understand what we are leaving. Now, remember, everything that I do is a step-by-step system. And so when I introduce you to letters, those letters are fetters, but you have to start with your Dear Kinnear report so that way you can understand yourself as you are right now. That's the door. You don't worship that. That's step one. So some people got their Dear Kinnear report and that was it. Dear Kinnear report is just letting you know what the archons gave you to keep you down here. So the letters of your name give you the attributes and characteristics of a god, not the god. But it's okay, because the God allowed a God to give you those letters. The God has a plan that he's using a God in order to make you and to create more gods. So the God is making sons. And he got a bunch of them. Some of them sons got tired of waiting on the father and decided to go rogue and do their own thing. So I don't recommend that you try to classify those, you know, as good or bad. That's not our job at this point. Now, if we evolve, the scripture says, do you not know that you will judge angels? It says that in your Bible, in the book of Judges. Not Judges, I think it's Psalms. It says, do you not know that you will judge angels? So how in the bleep are you and I going to judge celestial beings that are light years more intelligent than we are? But that's what the Bible says. So the Bible says that we shall judge angels. Matter of fact, let me pull that one up, man, because that's I need you to read it. I thought what I say was in I wasn't even close. It's in 1 Corinthians actually. So let's flip over really quickly because I need you to understand where we're going in 2018, especially if you're part of the life management system. And for everybody else, again, from now until the end of the month, again, we're bringing in new members up to as many as 50, up to as many as 50 new people that can be part of Club 167. That's the 167 down, 167 a month, comes up to $2,000, again, to be a part of the life management system. It's a little different. Club 167, they don't get as much as the life management system members do because they're paying a little less, and plus they're paying it over time. So they don't get their deal can report until payment is complete. They just get their life chart, the 25-page document, and then they get a few less of some of the other benefits that comes with the life management system, but it's still a pretty good system. So 1 Corinthians chapter 6 is where the scriptures I need you to understand. Verse 3, we'll start with verse 2. So 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 3 says, "Do you not know that the saints will judge the world?" So I cannot find the word person, the word individual, and the word human in the Bible except in the book of Jonah, as I've talked about before. And that talks about not a bent light being, but it talks about a monster, which I guess you could say is a bit like being a spiritual monster. So my brothers and my sisters, these are quantum state beings. These are spiritual beings. They're called saints in the Bible. So if you are referring to yourself as anything else other than a saint, other than a royal priest, other than a holy nation, you have a self-image issue. And since you have a self-image issue, I was listening to a tape earlier today, Bob Proctor, I think it is, and it talked about paradigms, same thing I talk about, except I use the word patterns. And now remember, your self-image is how you see yourself. And the way you see yourself is how you be yourself. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of these people. The way you see yourself is how you be yourself. Let me say that again. I don't know if you got it. You don't see yourself as a quantum or a spiritual being. So therefore, you can't be a quantum or a spiritual being. So we have to change your self-image. So you have, all of us have a self-image problem. So the only way that you can have a lack of wealth, a lack of health, a lack of wisdom, and a lack of being able to maintain a great relationship with anybody, demon or angel, you should be able to have a relationship, because there's nothing that anybody should say to you that should get you to be a re-arc-on, which is the word reaction. So reaction means reaction. So when you react, you are returning back to the archons. That those are the bad guys. Or let me rephrase that. Those are the guys who decided to go ahead of the big G, instead of staying one with the big J and moving according to the big J's plan. So if I can say a word or do a action that causes you to react, then you are turning the codex back on, the one that we turned off. Because remember, we don't want to turn the arc on. We want to turn on the agathon. We want to turn on benevolence. The arc is the thing that allows you to stay trapped inside of this body. Now, photons, you have been injected. This is called light injection, which we'll be sharing. I'll be doing a whole series on that. This causes what the world, or what we call biologically photosynthesis, but what we call, what I call spiritual synthesis, which is the processing of light and its information into energy or ATP. That's what plants do. That's what you do. But you just have not been exposed to the spiritual ramifications of whose you are. You are a god, little g. That means you have been granted a destiny. Let me say that again. Is there anybody that don't have purpose? Let me say that again. Is there anybody that's the sound of my voice that don't have a reason for being on earth? That was granted to you. So you are a Gad, G-A-D. You are a Gud, G-U-D. And you are a God, G-O-D. I've done a series already on Gad, Gud, and God. Wealth, health, wisdom. That's all archonic because it's all flesh. However, we're in this world, but we're not of this world. So Yahushua is going to take that system, and then that's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. You better watch the movie The Beyond, because in that movie, there's a new heaven and a new earth. But it's for transhumanism. It's not for spiritual humanism. See, we are the firstborn of the melanated chi of the Zedek. We're after the order of Melchizedek. Yahushua is a priest, that means representative, after the lineage, the genetic code of Melchizedek. But your genetic code has been manipulated by an archon. And if you don't understand the protocol of how your genetic code is shape-shifting by attacking your immune system and the nucleus or the nuclei, remember the word nucleus means nuclear, where they get the word nuclear fusion. How do you make a nuclear bomb? The word nuclear means nuclei, bomb. So they're taking an EM bomb or EMP or EM pulse, electromagnetic pulse. Your job is to not allow them to manipulate with your nucleus or your nuclei. That's why they're coming out with this. I'm telling you, man, y'all, it's here. You got to watch the movie The Beyond. You got to watch it. And when you watch the movie The Beyond, you're going to see what they're doing with technology that you should be doing with spirituality. And the life management system, to my knowledge, there may be somebody else out there that's doing the same thing, but to my knowledge, I'm the only fool on the planet that understands or that has a system to help other people understand. There are a lot of people who understand, a lot of people who got knowledge, but as far as breaking it down into a step-by-step system. So that's why I'm starting all over. So you'll get the email today, step one. You should be telling me, well, Doc, I already did that, dog. I'm done, homie. I already did step one. I've identified my negative habit pattern. Yeah, but you only identify the negative habit pattern in one area. You got four areas that we need to understand: wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. And you got four different negative habit patterns, and you got four different life-sustaining patterns. So I need to teach you how to identify the negative habit pattern in all four areas and how to identify the life-sustaining pattern in all four areas. For everybody that's part of the life management system, and if you want to get ahead of the game during our one-on-one, you can ask me that question, Doc. How do I identify? If you got your current life habit and your 600 page, I'm doing those separate now. So now, since I'm going so fast, I'm just going to do the 25-page document. I don't have time to do the 600-page document until I get my staff in place. And, again, the staff is just the people who I know that I can trust because they've referred, as we talked about in previous series, when you refer two people, really one person, to the life management system who enrolls in the system, that lets me know that you're somebody that's, you know, that understands the system, that believes in the system, because you refer somebody. Nobody's going to refer somebody to something that they don't believe in. Once you refer somebody to the system, that's when I break down and I will teach you. Well, I got to, you know, we probably do a video. Hopefully we'll have to do it one-on-one, but if we do, then we'll do it. But we'll record the first teaching, and then once we teach one person how to do the 600-page Dear Community Report, I'll email or mail you all the files, all of the descriptions that are a little different from what you find online to everybody or to the members that's processing the reports. Because what that's going to allow me to do is scale. And that's going to allow me to bring in more people, have more processes, where I have a whole team of people that's doing what God has called and gifted them to do, whether it's just doing the Dear Kinnear or the life optimization circles. We just have a team of people that do life circles all day. We've got another team of people, they doing Dear Kinnear reports all day. We've got another team of people that they doing counseling all day. We've got another people that's doing promotion like me all day. And then we'll have a multi-million-dollar organization. Then we'll start doing seminars. We'll all meet up in Philadelphia. We'll meet up in New Jersey. We'll meet in New York. We'll meet in Cali. We'll meet, you know, in San Diego, California, and everybody will come and everybody will do a, you know, do a 15, 30-minute presentation on their giftedness. We'll charge a fee, and we'll have books and tapes and stuff set up in the back, and we'll start growing this organization. That is quantum. That is the ability. The reason you're on this earth is for you to express your God-given giftedness. That's your diakonia. The word God, again, means good old-fashioned discipline, G-O-D, that is used by God or the grantor of destinies. So God of destinies, that's what a God means. And everybody has a destiny that has been granted to them by the big G. So when we talk about understanding this from a scientific perspective and from a biblical perspective, your brain is an advanced spiritual antenna. This is scientifically proven, as I will reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify during that series. The brain cell and the universal cell, the universe, are identical. Your brain is a micro of the macro, and it oscillates and it vibrates on the same frequency. This is scientifically proven, as I will reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify how your entire brain and the dendrites and the axons, they look like a human body. And the axon vibrates at its highest level and at the top. And at the bottom of the axon, A-X-O-N, it vibrates or fires very low because that is the root chakra. And the top of the dendrites, axon, is the crown chakra, just like the human body. So you are a mini version. I don't know if you can understand. What I'm saying is every cell in your body is like an individual. As you are an individual cell inside the body of Christ. That's something the Bible says. Now, if you can wrap your brain around that statement, when you go to the mirror and you look at yourself, who's in charge of putting distilled water in your mouth? Who's in charge of putting lemon or lime water or alkaline water? We just cut to the chase. Who's in charge of putting alkalinity into your body? Who's in charge of the thoughts that you maintain in your brain? Who's in charge of the things or the images that go through the vision or the gates or the opticals in your, or what we call eyeballs? Who's in charge of the sound that penetrates your ears? Who's in charge of the stench or the perfume that again foliates your nose? Who's in charge, my brother? Who's in charge, my sister, of the things your hands touch? Is it not you? Are you not in charge? Are you not Lord? Are you not the kurios of your harmonious arrangement? Are you not? Who's in charge if not you? I know somebody else is in charge, but you should be in charge. You are a little G, but you don't want to own it. You want to give your responsibility over to the white man, the blue man, the green man. You don't want to think for yourself. Man, the hardest thing in the world is for you to make an intelligent decision. We would defer that process. We would rather have somebody to think for us. We don't want the responsibility. We don't want to respond to the ability that God has placed inside of us. Each photon contains a single qubit of multiple coded internal quantum state, optical, polarized, wavelength energy packets. This is deep. What I'm going to be sharing, if you have the intellectual capacity to wrap your brain around inside of each photon, when you go outside and the sun light hits your skin, that is not light. That's information. And light. So your sun takes the photon and it turns it into a neurophoton, does it not? There's no scientist that graduated from any reputable school that will tell you anything different. But you should ask him next, what is a neurophoton? And why can't my body use photons? Why do they have to be changed? Why do they have to be transformed in a twinkling of an eye into a neurophoton? Because my body can't use it unless it's neurological. Well, my spirit cannot use photons unless they are spiritual logical. That's why I'm a spirit. It is the transforming of spirit into neurons. So while you are in this flesh body, those spiritual neurons, that comes from spiritual photons, because photons are the carriers of quantum information. Notice photons do not carry no other information except quantum. Now, the question that should be burning in your brain is, what the beep is that? What is quantum? Now, before I answer that, let me make sure we finish up with 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 3, because we never did read it. We read 2, but we didn't read 3. 1 Corinthians 6, 2 says, do you know that the saints will judge the world? Now, brothers, sisters, are you a saint or are you an ain't? You are one of the two. You're either a saint or you're an ain't. I don't know about you. I'm a saint. As a saint, I'm going to judge the world. What? How am I going to do that? That means I'm a bad mamma jamma. I can judge the world. And continue reading 1 Corinthians. Now, I'm not making this up. I wish I was that eloquent. I wish I had that, you know, intellectual capacity to be able to wax this eloquent to say that I'm a judge of the world, but I didn't. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 3 says, do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if you are to judge the world, are you not competent to judge trivial matters? Verse 3. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, this is what you should be doing. And what are you doing? There's nothing that you're doing right now that's on the scale of judging the world. There's nothing that you're doing right now that says that you are competent to judge trivial cases or trivial issues. Verse 3, it says, do you not know that we will judge angels? I'm not making this up. That's what it says in your Bible, 1 Corinthians 6, 3. Do you not know that you will judge angels? How much more than the things of this life? So if you need to settle everyday matters, do you appoint as judges those of no standing in the church? He's asking you, why in the world are you going to let somebody who's not a part of the ecclesia, who's not a part of the sainthood, to judge you? Why are you taking issues to the world? Oh, man, we'll go sue somebody in a minute. We'll go to a worldly court. According to the Helios Biblius, that dog don't hunt. So you must understand that, and you should check out of this worldly system. That's why when people ask me all the time, I got people that's doing my exact same veterinary report. I got copyright infringements. I got all kind of stuff that I could take to a worldly court and sue. You'll never see me do that. Why? I read 1 Corinthians 6, 3. I got an issue with you, I'm going to tell you. And if you say, you know, bump you, Brother Will, as the one sister told me, yeah, I stole your stuff, what are you going to do about it? I told us, and then I tell you. God bless you, my child. Well, I see you at the top. I don't put energy into negative things or negative people. I ain't got time. I'm too busy enjoying life. I'm too busy living my dream. I'm not coming down off the mountaintop. I am not sorry. So I need you to understand, see, your self-image is flawed. I don't care how great you are, it still doesn't matter. It still doesn't measure to what God says you are. God says you are God. God says that you are his son. Now, I don't know about you, The son of a donkey grows up to be a donkey. He doesn't grow up to be a chimpanzee. Last I checked. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. I mean, I could be wrong. But the, you know, the offspring of a thing grows up to be like the thing. So if you now if you are not of the God kind, then this message is not for you. If you know for a fact that you're not a, you know, you're not, you don't have a spirit, you don't got a soul, you're an organic portal, then yeah, you're not of the God kind. You're not of the God class. You don't have a spark. You don't got a conscience. That means if you can go out and do mayhem. Now, we all have done bad things, but if you can do it every day, all day, go home, sleep like a baby, get up, do it, advertise, walk around, brag about it, and do it for years, you're not of the God kind. You ain't got a conscience. You don't have the Ospark. You don't got the Ruach of the Numa. You don't have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. Therefore, this message does not apply to you. But if you got a conscience, brother, if you got a conscience, sister, the Bible says, do you not know that you should be judging the world? Now, people tell me all the time, hey, man, don't be judging me. No, I judge people. Now, notice how I judge people, the same way the Bible says. I judge the tree by its fruit, not its leaves. So I wait till after the person manifests fruit, then I can see the fruit. I judge the fruit, not the person. Because the ruling disposition produces the fruit, but it just uses the person. I got that power because I know who I am. This is, again, but do you know who you are? So you have to understand that you are a quantum, single standing column of waveform energy, according to science. But we have to know what that means, because anybody can walk around and just wax eloquently and say a bunch of bullshitness. But see, Daniel chapter 10, remember, if you want to know biblically what I'm talking about, just read the book of Daniel chapter 7, the whole chapter. Let me just read one verse, Daniel chapter 7, verse 22. Unto the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was passed in favor of the saints of the Highest One. Now, I don't know about you, my brother. I don't know about you, my sister, but see, I'm the offspring of the Highest One, so I only communicate with the Highest One. I don't hang out with little G's, man. I used to. They weren't game on me. But it didn't work. Because, see, Jesus said, everybody that the big G put in my hand, I ain't losing none of them. And I was put in his hand. I don't know about you. So when he says that the Highest One, I know who he's talking about. He's talking about the Father of Lights. They talk about in James 3. It ain't talking about none of the freaking archon of this world, the prince of the air, and that dog don't hunt. Then it says, at the time, and then it says, and the time arrived when the saints took possession of the kingdom. Now, I don't know about you, my anointed brother. I don't know about you, my beautiful sister, but it's time. I'm a saint. And it says I'm supposed to take possession of the kingdom. That's the true destiny of mankind. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I'm establishing the kingdom here. That's why I got kingdom principles. That's why I got a kingdom economy. That's why I got a kingdom overstanding. And I got kingdom principles. Not church principles, not church economy, not church understanding. I got kingdom, brother, because the kingdom outlasts the freaking church. I need you to understand. Because, see, the book of Daniel, that is the book of the 7 weeks that it talks about in the book of Daniel. That is exactly, if you want to know what's coming down the pike, read Daniel chapter 7. It explains everything that coming. Daniel had a vision of what is to come, and it's here now. You're a saint that's supposed to be taking possession of the kingdom. What's the kingdom? The Bible says that the kingdom of God is within. I ain't talking about no damn cars and houses. I'm talking about your own body. I'm talking about having an understanding of who you are and who you are. You mean to tell me you walking around, man, chasing a dollar? Come on, homie. You way more powerful than a freaking dollar. You're walking, talking, breathing ATM machine. Anytime you need the money, just come up with a freaking idea and express it. As I talked about in the previous show, you must understand, brothers and sisters, frequently repeated, purpose-filled, emotional thought manifests in the hands of people. That's how you create. So if you have purpose and you have an audience, you can print money on demand. But see, Somebody told you that you're shy, and you believe that. I don't find that in your image. I don't find that. I can't find it. No, I cannot find shy. I cannot find aloof. I cannot find unvaluable. I cannot find unloved. I cannot find unimportant. I cannot. Everything I find, it says that you are royal priest. It says you are a holy nation. It says that you are a joint heir. It says that you are made in the image and the likeness. It says that you have the power to tread upon snakes and scorpions and all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by no means harm you. I cannot find all of the things that's in your current self-image. I cannot find nowhere inside of the Constitution. So that means that if you're not a saint, then this message is not for you. All of that stuff applies. But if you're a saint, if you're a royal priest, if you're a joint heir, which I think you are, otherwise you'd have hung up already, then you need to go find the book that I sent you, Dare to Be You. You need to go to page 33. I put it on page 33 so I can remember it. So on page 33 of that book, anytime, any day, any week, any month, any year that you are confused, read. Go pick out Dare to Be You. Go to page 33. This is who God says you are. He says, but to all who have received him, those who believe in his name, he has given them the right to become God's children. Again, my son is going to grow up to be like me. I go back, I can go look at my father right now. He's still kicking. 87 years old. And I look at my father, I look exactly like him. Exactly. I walk like him. I eat sugar at night like him. I talk like him. Everything I do is exactly like him. Now, I don't know about you, but I just read in John 1:12, it says that I'm a child of God. So God grants me destiny. So I help other men find their destiny. That's your job. But somebody lied to you and they told you something else. So you got a flawed self-image, homie. Your self-image needs to change quick, because otherwise you will not be eligible for quantum induction. You will be one with the spirit. Now, I need you to make sure that you still understand. Let me read something else that you are. It says, I am the branch, the true vine, and a conduit of Christ's life. That's what you are. Well, how do I know that? John chapter 15, verse 1. Yeshua says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. I am the vine. You are the branch. The one who remains in me and I in him bears much fruit, because apart from me, you can't accomplish nothing. So as an extension of Christ, as long as I stay connected with Christ, I'm going to bear much fruit. John 15:15 says this. John chapter 15, verse 15 says, I no longer call you slaves. So y'all need to stop calling yourself. God don't call you a slave. So black man, black woman, you ain't a slave no more. So the willy-nilly slave mentality, the psychological effects of slavery, it don't apply to me no more. All of the curses and all the other bulls that people talk about don't apply to me. Now, they apply to other folks, but it don't apply to me because I'm a saint. I'm not an angel. So the Constitution that's written by, again, the head of the organization, Yahushua is the head of the body. He says in John 15:15, I no longer call you slaves, because slaves do not understand what his master is doing. But I have called you friend, because I have revealed to you everything I heard from my Father. And I can go on and on and on. But if you want to know, just go to page 33 of the book, Dare to Be You, which you already got. That's your true destiny. That's your true self-image. So anytime you're wondering as to, man, who am I? Just read. You can go straight to the Bible and just read it from the things that I've taken out. So if you don't vibrate on that state, then you can't judge. You can't judge the world. You can't judge angels. You can't judge trivial matters. The New Living Translation says this: don't you realize that we will judge angels? So you should surely be able to resolve ordinary disputes. Now, Romans chapter 6, verse 16 says this. Romans 6:16 says, do you know that when you offer yourselves as obedient slaves, you are slaves to the one that you offer yourself to? whether you are slaves to sin, leading to death, or slaves to obedience, leading to righteousness. So that lets me know I have free will. I can offer myself as a slave to something else, meaning I can render. I can stop thinking for myself and allow things outside of me to think for me. Now, brothers and sisters, let me make sure you understand what that means. Because as a quantum individual, that means when your brain processes information, your entire brain, it goes down to what is called, again, the cortical column, which represents, again, the neurons inside of the spinal cord. Those neurons go through something called a microtube or the microtubula inside of your spinal cord. That activates what they call the genetic or the genes inside of the body. So there's somebody who wants to splice those chromosomes, your RNA and your DNA inside of the gene. This is what CRISPR-9 is all about. So as an individual identity, you maintain different quantum states. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. As individual identities, we maintain individual quantum states. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. As individual identities, you got an ID card? Okay, long as you claim that ID card, long as you are an individual, you maintain a individual quantum state. You're not eligible. So quantum states, they reduce in number when and return to one quantum state. How? Temperature. The temperature, how does ice change into steam? How does steam change into liquid? Steam is a gas, is it not? How the big does a gas turn back into water? That's called distillation. That's why distilled water is the only water you should be drinking. If you're drinking anything else, you're indeed kimchi. Your spirit, now it's been proven scientifically that distilled water will reverse gray in your hair. Distilled water also reverses the aging process. It allows the cells to renew at a younger rate. Meaning, remember, your body renews itself at the current state. Now, remember, anybody got a money problem? Current. The body renews itself at the current state. That again, I think you missed it. What is money? Money is a current. The body renews itself at the current state. Let me say that again. The body renews itself at the current state. Let me say that again. The body renews itself at the current state. The body renews itself at the current state. Your current is your currency. Your current is your currency. So let me ask you, what is your current state? If you could maintain and repeat that current state, frequently repeated current, emotionally charged produces currency. If there's no charge, the current don't flow. How does your battery start? How does your car start with a battery? But it needs a what? Starter. What is your starter? What is your starter? It's called your motivated abilities pattern. What motivates you? That's why I say you can't do nothing unless your toes are curled. The only reason you ain't got no current, because your currency is not flowing. Because there's no spark, or there's no spark called love. Love is the spark. Fear and hate does it too. But love's more powerful. If you spark something with love, it has more current. But your current state is your currency. So people who can maintain, because it took me a long time to figure this out. Because 1 month I make $5,000, the next month I make $500. The next month I make $10,000. In the next month I make $10. Why? I wasn't maintaining my currency. I wasn't maintaining my current state. So what is the quantum induction state? The Father, in the Father, there is no variance. There is no shade. There is no shadow of turning. That's what it says in the book of James. The Father is a quantum induction state. It's a disposition. It don't change. Yours does. His doesn't. You must return to the quantum state. That's what the purpose of the life management system is all about. See, the current state of your health changes. Because right now, you may be all about the vegan, this, that, and the other. You may be going to the gym. You may be healthy. You know, New Year just came. You made your New Year resolution. You're on fire. Give it 2 months. Your current state changes because of the outside influences that's attacking you, called advertising. But once you get to the higher realms, you're not affected. You don't react. So you could be having a great day, and you could be maintaining your current state, and I walk up to you and call you a spirit chunker, call you a cracker, call you a slant-eyed blankety-blank, some other type of racial slur, and then your current state changes. So if you can't maintain your state, that's why emotional management is the most important thing on the planet. No emotional management, no currency, because the current flows out of your ability to manage the emotional state, because it is current. That's quantum state fusion. The ability to fuse quantum God into your state, that's how you maintain it. When you put God, now again, this is the scientific way of saying why you need a higher power, God, in your life. Why? He helps you maintain a current state of what? Wealth. So wisdom and relationship. What does the Bible say? It's the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, no other state can mess with that state. The Bible tells us to think on these things. That means maintain this state. So we all have a quantum state deficiency. Because remember, the quantum state becomes polarized, or it becomes a wave when it's not maintained. That's why we have energy or entities. Because what is it? It's a dipole. It's bi. It's polar. Bipole, two poles. Because according to the original, that was one state. And the other state decided to express itself. That state became known as Barbello or Sophia, who later exposed and expanded further down the line until we got Samael, Yabato, Abato, and all of the other archons that came out of the original state. So what I'm sharing in 2018 is called the quantum induction or fusion, how to be reintroduced back to the original current or the original state. And it is imperative that you understand what that means. Because at the end of the day, all of us are, again, when we're outside of being still, we maintain what they call a vibrational signature. So you are vibrationally unique. Your vibrational signature is based upon the magnetic attraction that you are broadcasting. So it is very important that you understand that you have the ability to transform your chaos into harmony. Chaos is the irregular vibratory range or rate that is emitted from a lack of emotional management. So until you return back to stillness, you maintain physicality. So let me make sure, again, just one more nugget before we close up today's show so you understand the importance of what we're going to be sharing during the entire year. So during the entire year, as I've been posting on my Facebook page, that is so important that you understand the classes that we will be going through in 2018. So let's just run through the classes or the things that we're going to be talking about, that I'm going to be talking about during the year of 2018. This is extremely important because this, again, helps you to maintain or return to one current. Do you know if you can maintain the mindset of a millionaire and you can frequently repeat that and stay emotionally charged, you will automatically manifest that. Same thing in the area of why does people weight fluctuate up and down? Because the currency is not maintained. Because here on earth it takes effort. Because we are outside of the original state. So my job, again, is to assist you with understanding how to maintain or become one with the Father, to return back to source. So how do we do that? How do we maintain our quantum state? How do we basically be able to oscillate or to vibrate and maintain it? It's one thing to do it every once in a while, but how do we maintain it? Well, we maintain it the same way that electrons hold atoms together. That's what I will be sharing during this series and during the rest of this year, and the members of the Life Management System, and also members that's part of Club 167, which is, again, just the monthly version of the Life Management System and the Life Management Team. So remember, when the electrons are removed, it produces plasma, or it releases the bond. So in chemistry, electrons hold atoms together. Because spiritually, the electrons are the L-tron. L means God. So God or atoms or Adam or mankind. So gods or Adam, you and I, mass or matter, is held together by electrons. So to return back, we need, again, to go back to the plasma, as I talked about in the plasma series. It is the rearranging and the removal of these electrons. That gets into, again, under open understanding how the body works versus how the spirit works. And we'll be breaking all that down during the series and during this year and also during the one-on-ones and everything that we're doing in part of the Life Management System and also a part of Club 167. So, brothers and sisters, I want to thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. Again, remember, photons are the ideal carriers of quantum information. Nothing else carries quantum information. Only photons. When it talks about in James 3, when it talks about the Father of lights. So the Father is the only one that contains quanta or quantum. Where we get the word quantum physics. And so remember, quantum is the amount of any physical interaction that is quantitized, and quantitized meaning spiritualized. So quanta is how spirit interacts with mass or matter. So a quanta is the minimum amount of information that is necessary for any physical entity or energy to be animated. So every person on earth is a quantization of God. This is quantum mechanics, quantum physics. So quanta comes from the Latin word. Quantum comes from a Latin word, quantus, meaning great one, or how great. Quanta gives us the word electron or electron. So when we're talking about electron, we're talking about L, we're talking about again, a quanta of light or light injection is the great one injected into mass or matter. Quantum is quantus or quanta. The only thing that carries the great one is light. Now, the problem is we got two kinds of light. We got the light bearer. His name is Lucifer. And then we got the light himself. His name is Yahushua. I hope you understand. Brothers and sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. Now, may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.